When we see people fleeing for their lives, for us it's always a reflection on the state of the country, and it's also an early warning signal for something that could be a spark that could spiral into something much more dangerous, especially if you're in a country that for 3 years was in awful conflict and is just now stabilizing. Any new flare-up like this is extremely worrying, especially when the militias, the opposition militias, are getting into the mix. So we're not saying that this is going to mean the breakout of conflict again all over the country, but we're just saying, look, we're really worried.
That's what's different this time, because it's not the first time that we've had farmers and herders fighting. In fact, it's a traditional element of life out there, isn't it? So this is what you're seeing this time. It is slightly different because the armed militias are getting on board.
That's correct. When the armed militias start getting involved and the armed militias are in conflict throughout the country, then it is a political nature and it is much more worrying.
Now, these refugees are fleeing into Cameroon and Chad. What are they telling you? Because you don't have total access to CAR, do you?
That's correct. Our access is limited inside CAR. So very often we learn about the true conditions inside a country when we speak to the refugees and we examine their health and their mental state. And they are reporting, you know, awful atrocities, killings, kidnappings, burnings of their villages, rapes. So, yeah, we're very concerned about what's going on inside.
Mainly women and children fleeing? Are the men staying behind to guard what possessions they have?
Generally, this is the case, although we are now seeing men fleeing with them.
And in the host countries, Cameroon and Chad, now they're already hosting many tens of thousands of refugees who fled CAR. What's their capacity? How are they coping with this? Are they mainly in host villages or are they in camps?
There are some camps and there are some host villages, and UNHCR and partners are doing their best to accommodate them. Again, we have funding issues, and when people come in conditions like that, they need more than just a roof over their heads. They really need medical treatment. They need psychological care. There are people, families who are separated, children alone. So we're going to be appealing for more funds to help people who are in need, who are fleeing.
One in five vulnerable, you've identified UNHCR. So what kind of things do these people need help with? You've said medical aid. What else do they need?
They obviously need shelter, they need food, they need clean water, they need sanitation. So, you know, in a way, when people flee across borders to places that are safe, that place doesn't necessarily have the infrastructure. And that is certainly the case with Cameroon and Chad. So we really need to build places for people to live for the period of the emergency. And unfortunately, as is very often the case, we never have any idea how long a refugee could stay. Too often, it's for not just a few weeks, a few months, it's years.